Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
You get nervous about it, but we've gotten the playoff numerous times. Even in that game we did where it runs down close, we always have a pretty good handle on that. But those two times we didn't. You know, those were aberrations for us, you know, and I thought we would get them off in both of those occasions. Yeah, I don't think our approach was good. I think we didn't stick to the plan that we had. We had an idea how we wanted to approach their defense, and we didn't stick to it. You know, and I'm not happy about it. Neither is anybody. None of our coaches are happy about it. Yeah, I mean, you know, Cooper. You've seen him play, so everybody kind of knows what his game is, and he can play that game, and that game's part of what we do. If he's out there, it'll be geared toward him. The guys around him. I mean, we've got a good group around them. We have been down these roads. We understand. I mean, you guys have been down these roads too. Like, you guys have covered us, you know. So a lot of these times, we've been through a lot of this kind of sort of together. The fans have been down these roads too. So everybody kind of in their role. You come to understand that this is how it works, you know, in professional sports, especially in football.
John Harbaugh. And the question was, that was Monday when he met with the media, your message to the team. And he addressed the fans as well and the assembled masses who were there talking about it. We've been on this road before. 1-3, slow starts. I mean, last year they started 0-2. Let's not forget. But it's a different feel. I mean, I'm not trying to insult the audience. We know where we are right now. I mean, they're banged up 1-3. The defense has been reeling and pretty much since, what, fourth quarter of the Buffalo game.
Yep.
They've been on the ropes, staggering around a little bit on the 50th anniversary of the Thrill in Manila, which we get to during the whip around. But, yeah, they've been down this road before. Now, if Lamar and Roquan Smith and Marlon Humphrey and Ronnie Stanley were all healthy Sunday against Houston, might not be much of a panic mode situation. You're two games before the bye. Now, the Texans are coming off a win, but they were 0-3. Going into their last game, having a hard time putting points on the board, can't run the ball. C.J. Stroud doesn't have a ton of weapons to throw to outside of Nico Collins, who's a stud, by the way. They've got their own issues. And then the Rams are coming in. Even if the Ravens were at 100% health, that'd be a tough game.
Yeah,
because they're a really good team in L.A. But 1-3, yes, we've covered it. And we were talking about it yesterday, trying to come up with a comparable during the Harbaugh era to this level of disappointment in the first month of the season. When I came up with 2015, Ravens were expected to be good coming off that playoff run that ended in Foxborough. And they lose in Denver in this dramatic game. And then they kept losing. Then the injuries started to mount. Justin Forsett got old. Remember, Gary Kubiak, the OC, left.
Yep.
Went to Denver, so things changed there. But the hyperbole around the team, and I'm as guilty as anyone. Most talented roster in the history of the Ravens.
Yeah.
Most from the ball boy to the head cheerleader. Most talented roster they've ever had. And yet they sit through the first month of the season with a 1-3 record. And let me stress this again. They've been favored in every game. Not like they lost Vinny and Nolan and all of our audience out there. Woman Crush Wednesday. We'll get into it. It's Vinny at 80-105.7 Fan. It's a beautiful day. Thanks for joining us. Not like they were the underdogs in their three losses. They're favored in every game. Two of them on the road at Buffalo and Kansas City. Let's not forget that. So not only do we locally have high expectations for the team, Vinny, you were out of training camp, watched them in real time. Nolan and I have seen them play. I was there once. You know, my luck, I'm there one time. Lamar, but anyway.
Oh, you got to see Yard starter.
You know, I got to see Kyle Hamilton leave.
Cooper Rush.
Yeah, but anyway. But it's just the expectations are through the roof for this ball club. 2 years ago, AFC Championship. Last year, dramatic, heartbreaking loss to Buffalo. I mean, they're there. They're on the doorstep. What do they call it? The threshold? Mm-hmm. There's the threshold. You got your wife, and you're ready to go in there and handle your business. Boots are knocking, beds are squeaking, and you trip over the threshold and drop her on the floor. They're right there. But not anymore. Now it's 1-3 minus your MVP. Minus your defensive MVP. We'll see what Ronnie Stanley is.
I'm saying that.
Okay. And we'll do the film. That's coming up this hour, so stick around for that. So you minus your left tackle, who was an all-pro last year. Minus Marlon Humphrey, pro bowler last year. Hadn't been playing all that great, but still he's not playing. Minus Madubuike for the season. Broderick Washington's on the IL. And Travis Jones didn't play last week. Yep. So it's 1-3 with like, it's a what the hell just happened? You blink for three quarters against Buffalo, Vinny, on that Sunday night. They looked like the best team in football.
Oh, it wasn't close.
And since then, it's like, did I just fall? Am I Rumpelstiltskin and woke up in an alternate universe here?
Yeah, and I think they would be feeling the same way. Just because since that fourth quarter, Bob, and I don't know what happened since the defense sucks since then. Since that debacle in the fourth quarter, they have not stopped anybody. I mean, Cleveland, they got two turnovers, or you know, special teams was good in that one too. But other than that, we don't get turnovers. Fundamentally, we're not good. I could like Harbs, when we heard it at the beginning of the show today, you know, about the offense. I'm sure when he went back, just like when I went back and you watch it, and you go, who are we? That is not us. That's not who the number one offense in the league was last year. That's what is this with spread offense and Justice Hill in the back?
Yeah.
What is that? Because the biggest thing, Bob, is all right, we're going to let our players do what they do best, right? Our O-line, Ronnie's got a bad ankle, and our O-line struggles with pass rush. And what do? Throwing the heck out of the ball. Line up to run it. Now run blocking, do a decent job there. Run blocking. We're getting 5-8, boom, boom, boom. Just quit. Bob, I'm watching every. I mean, come on, let's run it. You know, and then like they run it two times. They're okay. Yeah, we got 8. We got 5. Yeah, we got 3 one time. Okay, you know. But then start throwing it again. I mean, it was. And Harb's probably like what? But I mean, if you're Harb's though too, you're the head coach. You're watching it and you're like. He knows what the game plan is. The hell happened to the game plan?
Yeah.
You know, at halftime, you go into what the hell happened to the game plan? You know, so that would be, I think that was probably Todd Monken's worst game that he's called.
Did he get flustered? Was he outcoached? I mean, Spags seems to have their number, man. I know. Whatever the situation
is. For some reason, Bob, they get rid of the run. In all three games, they ditched the run. And I don't know why, because they were having success. And, you know, you drive it right down the field to first series, you know, and there was indications there, you know, like on the throws that they were blitzing all the time. They were coming. And what does this O-line struggle with the most? Stunts, twists, quickness. And that's what they were bringing. They were bringing 32. You know, they were bringing those linebackers all the time. And the stunting and twisting killed them. You know? So, I didn't get it. I didn't get it watching it. You know, like I was watching it this morning again. And you want to throw up watching that because it's like... You know, it's like, I don't know who we were watching. I didn't know who we were watching.
Now, if you're going to throw up watching the offensive film, watch the defense, were we ready to burn your eyes out?
Yeah, I mean, you know what, Bob? You know what I did to even torture myself more?
Yes.
I threw on the Seattle game, you know.
Oh, Mike McDonald?
Yeah. And they got like 10 men. You know, like... Couple years ago when Mike was, you know, you bring all, like Kansas City was doing, they put all these guys up at the line, guys are coming, not coming, you know, and you're confused. Ravens, it's not like that. And fundamentally, we're not good. And, you know, and I was listening to, Ernest Jones was on NFL radio yesterday, and I was, and he plays for Seattle. And I was listening to him talk, and he was talking about Mike McDonald, you know, and he says, he, you know, telling how great Mike is. And then, you know, like, oh man, when we go into a game, we know we're going to be good on defense. You know, fundamentally, we're so good. We do, you know, we play hard and do all this. And it's like, damn.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not our defense. I mean, because when you watch the film, Bob, fundamentally, it is what we probably had over the last two games, over 30 missed tackles, you know, and then guys lose contain, you know, guys can't get off blocks. They don't cross face. The fundamentals are awful. That's what's real bad. The fundamentals defensively, awful.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Anything you want to hear from your favorite female artist or band, send a request. Nolan McGraw applies for text line at 410-583-1057. If you want to get in, now's your chance. Ravens are 1-3. Does not look like Lamar Jackson's going to play on Sunday against Houston. Cordell Woodland's going to be joining us 11 o'clock. Talk about what has been a disastrous beginning to what was a very promising season. And there's still time to salvage things. Yeah. They've just got to stem the tide for the next couple of weeks before they hit the bye. But we'll get into all of that and more. Baseball playoffs wild card started yesterday. Three great games. One puffy pants are late with the Dodgers hitting five home runs against the Reds. So Cincy, Yankees, Padres, Guardians, high alert. One and done. It's best out of three. If they lose today, they're finished. We'll get into all of that and more. Jacob Calvin-Meyer from the Baltimore Sun. We'll talk to him. He was at Manzolino and Mike Elias' press conference a couple of days ago. And we'll get Jacob's top five things the Orioles need to do to ensure that a year from now, they're going to be one of these teams.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.